Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Set us on fire, Jesus. Is anybody on fire for Jesus? Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of fresh, hot manna for your soul, including new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, and I welcome everyone who's tuned in with me right now. I have a very awesome topic for you today, and we invite you to visit our sponsor, ChurchSuitsForMe.com, with everything you need from clergy wear, first lady suits, dresses, lay members, auxiliaries, hats, and everything else that you need. Church Suits for Me is for the me in you. So visit churchsuitsforme.com. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is step it up a notch. Step it up a notch. Hallelujah. And we are in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 7 through 12. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, you can call in on air by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, you can still ensure that you do not miss one episode of this hot, fresh manna for your soul by following the podcast. Do so by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. I say again, text the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text following. Allows you to receive a text recording of the show Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. So if you miss it live at 7, don't worry. At 8 a.m., you will receive your text, and you can also forward that to someone else to help be a witness to expand God's kingdom by winning souls. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. If you were unable to write that down, all of that information is on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. What is it? FEELDFIRE.com. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11, verses 7 through 12. I am reading from the KJV. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, "What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he, of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Now this is Jesus speaking. Listen at this last verse. "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today's Daily Fire? Say it aloud with me right now. Step it up. And you can even say step it up a notch. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 7 through 12, that I just read unto you, Jesus was speaking unto the multitudes about John the Baptist, and he was asking them, what were you expecting when you went out to see John the Baptist? You see, you heard about this man who was going out and preaching about the coming of the Christ, preaching about me and preaching, repent, you know, get your lives right, for the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, John was somewhat of a celebrity, if you would, because they heard about this man who lived out in the wilderness, who was eating locusts and wild honey, and who had no message other than repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, there's one coming after me whose shoes I'm not even worthy to unlace. Repent, the only message he had was repent, get it right. And so people begin to seek out John the Baptist, just as we seek out celebrities today. And so Jesus said, I know some of you were disappointed when you saw him or when you met him, when you embarked upon your journey into the wilderness, because you were going out to see a man clothed in soft raiment. You were going out to look for someone who would speak to you with fluffy words, someone who would soothe your itching ears, someone who would make you feel good by not addressing the sin in your life. So he said, wait. They that wear soft clothing, the kind of person you are looking for, he said, they are in king's houses. What did you go out to see, a prophet? He said, but listen, John the Baptist is way much more than that. He's a messenger sent to go before me, to prepare the way and to get you ready for me. And so among women, there's not anyone who's been born who's greater than he, except, you know, those who are least in the kingdom of heaven. And he said, listen now, pay attention. Because from the days of John the Baptist until now, and really even forevermore, the kingdom of heaven, it is in turmoil for winning souls, and the people who really want to be change agents, the people who really want to be effective soul winners, understand that there is spiritual warfare going on in the atmosphere, and it is not those who just sit there in soft clothing in king's houses or who will only be worried about being popular that will make the necessary change in warfare, but the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent must take it by force. You got to step it up a notch, in other words. There are, brothers and sisters, glory, issues going on all around you right now, all in your home, and because you are unwilling to understand that spiritual warfare is going on, because you are unwilling to really get down on your knees and get into some deep fasting and prayer and intercession, because you are unwilling to call out the names of those you love, even if you have to love them from a distance, because you are unwilling to understand that nothing is impossible for God, you are like those sitting in self-raiment in king's houses. You refuse to confront the devil head on. You refuse to speak the power and the salvation, the sanctification and deliverance of God over your own soul, over your own children, over your own spouse. You refuse to speak over your own neighborhood, over your own family, and over your own job. You refuse to encounter Satan because you have been misled into believing that it takes the power of your flesh, but in your flesh dwelleth no good thing. But if you are willing to stand on the word of God, if you are willing to believe the word of God, that it is not his will that any should perish, but that all should come into repentance, all should come into the knowledge
knowledge. Oh, hallelujah, shall be saved, then you will understand why the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and why you got to step it up a notch to get what you want. At some point in this good teaching, you got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of the status quo that's in your life. At some point, you got to get sick and tired of always taking an L, always taking a loss, in other words. At some point, you got to get sick and tired of the devil winning, sick and tired of being broke, busted, and disgusted, and can't be trusted, sick and tired of being depressed and despondent, sick and tired of cycling through the same old negative toxic relationships, sick and tired of being alone and lonely, sick and tired of not having any authority, sick and tired of not having any power. And then when you really get to that point, that's when you will understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down vain imaginations. What are you talking about, Evangelist Rossi? I'm talking to you today about the power of prayer, the power of unyielding faith. I'm talking to you today about the power of the word of God that will not return unto him void, but it will prosper in what he pleases. It will accomplish what he sent it out to do. If you will just stand in your rightful place, put on the whole armor of God, seek him, seek his word, seek his will, seek his way. Tell the devil, not my house, glory, not my children, not my family, not my soul, not my job, not on my neighborhood, not in my street. I don't come in my power, but in the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory. Step it up. Whatever it is that you want God to do, you got a role to play. Step it up a notch. Get focused. Don't look to the left or right. Don't try to be popular. Don't worry about if everyone likes you. Step it up a notch. Because if you will do what God told you to do, God can't help but do what God said he will do. Because God is not a liar. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 31:3. We always want to quote that scripture, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. But in the book of John 2:15, Jesus, that's his name, he whipped the money changers out of the temple when they were violating the house of God. In Jude 1:23, the word tells us that some people you got to save with fear, snatching them out of the very fire of the gates of hell, hating even the garment that's been spotted by flesh. In James 2:17, so faith alone without works is dead. You got to step it up a notch. Whatever it is that you want God to do, step it up a notch. Not just spiritually, but naturally. Step yourself up a notch. Take yourself and upgrade yourself. Dress better, talk better, do better, live better, think better, pray better, walk better, save better, speak better, love better. Come on now, step it up a notch. Whatever it is in your marriage, step it up a notch. Flirt with your husband, flirt with your wife. Don't make date night just a routine status quo night. Come on, step it up a notch. Get more sexy. The Bible says the marriage bed is undefiled. Come on, step it up a notch. Don't let LaQuisha and Keisha come in and step up a notch for your husband, what you all have been stepping up a notch to do. Men, don't let John come in and step up a notch for your wife, the way you all have been stepping up a notch, the way you all have been complimenting and loving on her. Parents, don't let the world step it up a notch over your children. You step it up a notch. You speak well of them. You encourage them. You love on them. You compliment them. And even when the devil comes in, you got to go into prayer. It makes you think that all is lost because maybe they're incarcerated, they're on drugs, they're robbing, they're doing whatever. Remember what I just taught you. The warfare is in the spirit. Go into prayer.
Let's get ready to pray. Isn't this good teaching? You ought to be on fire right now. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you for this word. We're going to step it up, Lord. We're going to step it up. A notch, double notch, triple notch, double dutch notch, all kinds of notches. We're going to step up our game in every area of our lives because faith without works is dead. And when we step it up in accordance with your will, you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you shall repent. You got to come in and do your work. So right now, we go in and we fight in the spirit with everyone listening. We fight for our marriages. We fight for our homes. We fight for our children and grandchildren. We fight for our parents. We fight for our whole families. Oh, we're fighting for our neighborhoods right now. We're fighting for our churches. We're fighting for our jobs, our subordinates and supervisors. We're fighting for this world and the leaders of this nation. We come fighting for souls, friends, and enemies. Oh, we are fighting for souls. We are fighting right now. And we send your word, God, to save them. We send your word, Lord, to deliver them. We send your word, God, to make change. We send your word. We send your word. We send your word, God. Even over our own lives, we send your word. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Father, bless them to step it up and not be worried about what people think. Let them go into spiritual warfare, fasting today, praying today, calling out names, spending time with you. Lord, we just thank you that it's done. It's done. It's done. Because from the days of John the Baptist, even until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. But we are those who take souls. By the force of your word, in Jesus' name, amen. Come on, say, I will take the world by force of the word of God. Let's get ready to go into the altar call, and then we're going to end, but you keep praising him. For those of you who are not slaves, saved, or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. Don't you feel that anointing? I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Hallelujah. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, remember to make sure you're getting your daily time with the Lord here with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Again, if you can't tune in at 7, make sure you follow so you don't miss one episode of this fresh hot manna for your soul. Follow by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to 33222. Go ahead and do that now. Text DF to phone number 33222. And remember, all of this information is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. How do you spell it? FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. Remember, my new Grown Folks Pillow Talk Bible study starts next Monday. I ask you to send me a message and help me to choose a time. It's going to be at night. It's Pillow Talk. So it's 9, 9:30, 10, or 10:30. It's only 30 minutes, but I'll be actually taking your questions live on air. So just go to the Contact Me page on feeldefire.com and tell me which time you think is best. All right, our topic for today is step it up a notch. Your task for today is to elevate your game in every area of your life. Today, don't be the old you that you were yesterday. And watch how God moves as long as you're stepping it up in accordance with his will. I'll see you tomorrow. Visit me at Field Defire.
This ain't no ordinary.